Just a month after the Civic Democrat minority government took office, differences between the ruling Civic Democrats and the opposition Social Democrats couldn't run deeper, fueled by an increasingly heated row over alleged wiretaps. The current government, relying on new information from last week, has continued to press the suspicion that wiretaps could have been abused under the former government to spy on their political rivals. But those are allegations that the Social Democrats have vehemently denied. Jan Wellinger has the details.
If anyone thought that there was any love lost between the right-of-center Civic Democrats and the opposition Social Democrats 1 month after Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek's government took office, they can think again. On Friday last week, tempers flared once more over the latest in the ongoing wiretapping scandal. The new government suggesting that wiretapping under the former government had gone too far, after earlier suspicions were apparently confirmed. A number of politicians, even journalists, including a reporter for public broadcaster Czech Radio, had indeed been bugged, and that has Civic Democrats crying foul. How did the news come to light? On Friday, the head of the police wiretapping unit, Tomáš Almer, sent a letter to a number of key public officials, indicating that wiretapping had taken place. Monday's edition of Mladá fronta Dnes, citing a police source, names names, saying that new Interior Minister Ivan Langer, MP Jan Vigím, and new Deputy Justice Minister Martin Barták were among those tapped, as well as two journalists. All this comes in connection with the Jan Kubica case. Back in June, Mr. Kubica, a top police official, warned a parliamentary committee of allegedly growing mafia influence within the state sector. His dossier, presented behind closed doors, was leaked almost immediately to the public, appearing on Czech Radio's website the same day, and echoed by another news server, Aktualne.cz. According to Mladá fronta Dnes, all three of the politicians supposedly wiretapped, including the new interior minister, were on the parliamentary commission that heard Jan Kubica's brief. Suspicion also apparently led to the aforementioned reporters. Does that mean that any of the wiretappings were justified? Interior Minister Ivan Langer evidently doesn't think so, expressing disbelief at the weekend that some of the many phone numbers allegedly bugged belonged to his wife and mother-in-law. He spoke to public broadcaster Czech TV.
What could my wife and mother-in-law, if it's true, possibly be suspected of? I admit that I don't have an answer, but if it's true, I'm absolutely shocked. Everyone should try to imagine what it would feel like to be in those shoes.
Mr. Langer is not the only one to express doubt over wiretapping under the previous government. The head of the police wiretapping unit, Tomáš Almer, has pointed out that in an interview from Mladá fronta Dnes that the law on wiretapping was, quote, full of holes and could be flexibly used. At the same time, any wrongdoing has been vehemently denied by the Social Democrats, who are incensed over the accusation any wiretapping that occurred might have been ordered from above to discredit political rivals. So far, they have demanded that the new government prove any wrongdoing or apologize. And on Friday, they even managed to pass a non-binding resolution through Parliament demanding the Prime Minister, one of the Deputy Prime Ministers, as well as the Interior Minister Ivan Langer, all resign.
Jan Wellinger with that report.